I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, winning words for 2003, as determined by a small group of linguists and other scholarly observers of American English.
More than 70 members of the American Dialect Society gathered in Boston to vote on the words that, and we quote here, most colored the nation's lexicon or otherwise dominated the national discourse. The chairman of the new words committee, Wayne Glocka, says the word which most signifies 2003 is metrosexual.
Metrosexual is not exactly a new word. I believe it's been around since about 1996. There was some discussion about what it actually meant, but I think we're safe in saying it's a heterosexual male who is fashion conscious. He may look fastidiously homosexual to someone else, but he's heterosexual.
So use it in a sentence for us.
Oh, I don't know. That man with a nice nail certainly looks metrosexual.
Is it considered?
I have actually never heard it in use. Someone sent me the word as a nomination several months ago, and then I went looking for it on LexisNexis and found it was, you know, a book that talked about the metrosexuals, and there were articles about metrosexuals or what it actually just focused on what the word meant, but nothing sort of where you could see people, you know, naturally using it, and you could hear it in the context where it's normally used. So it's kind of a strange term to me, I guess.
And it's on the top of a list of many other terms that you considered, phrases or words that you considered for 2003. And many of these words, they're predominantly war-related or
right.
health-related.
Right.
It beat out preemptive self-defense.
Yeah, actually, what had happened was there was an initial list of preemptive self-defense, embed, zoosh, or however you say it, governator, weapons of mass deception, and weapons of whatever. And there was a first vote, and it looked like there was going to be a runoff between preemptive self-defense and metrosexual. And then a man from China stood up, and he was kind of offended that SARS, which had already won most likely to succeed, was a much more important word than metrosexual. So there was another vote, and then a final vote with a runoff between metrosexual and SARS.
And it looks like metrosexual received 35 votes and SARS received 31 votes in the final round.
Yeah, that by that time, some people had quit voting. So.
Very unscientific.
But SARS.
Absolutely, but very democratic.
And one thing we should explain, a governator, just in case someone out there who's been living under a rock doesn't know what
that is. Doesn't have a t-shirt yet with governator on it. Well, that refers to, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was the Terminator in several movies and now is the governor of California. And so we have a blend here along with Gropinator and Gropenführer.
Which come from the accusations.
Yeah, that he was a groper.
Yeah. Now, turning to the most useful category here, tell us about the winner.
Well, the winner is flexitarian. This is a vegetarian who occasionally eats meat. So on Thanksgiving, a flexitarian may eat some turkey, but basically is a vegetarian otherwise.
You have many categories here, most creative, most unnecessary, most euphemistic. What do these words in total tell us about who we are as Americans, what our society's been like over the last year?
Well, I think even though this may look like a bad time to some people, the language is still a place where a sense of humor and novelty goes on. And sometimes the novelty ends up being kind of ugly or frightening, or but sometimes it's kind of funny. In fact, I really love doing this, and I love my job editing this column for American Speech called Among New Words, because I get to look at new words, and many of them are just funny. I mean, governator to me is hilarious.
Wayne Glocka is an English professor at Georgia College and State University, and he edits a column in American Speech, the Journal of the American Dialect Society.
You can find all the nominees and winners at the American Dialect Society website, americandialect.org. We'll post a link at voanews.com/wordmaster.
And don't forget our email address. It's word@voanews.com. Now, a quick word about zhuzh, one of the losers for the word of 2003. We learned that it's a verb spelled Z-H-U-Z-H or T-J-U-Z-S. It refers to the way fashion-conscious people primp their clothes to look just right. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.